Vice President of Student Services at Skyline College.
Okay. Were you born in the Philippines or were you?
I was born in the Philippines.
In the Philippines, okay. How long were you in the U.S.?
I came to the United States when I was in my 20s, and so I came in 1979, and I've been in the United States since then. But I didn't come as a young child. I was in my early 20s when I came to the United States, and I had completed my bachelor's degree in the Philippines.
So obviously the first language you learned to speak was a Filipino language.
I grew up bilingual, so I spoke both English and Filipino equally. My parents were school teachers, so actually they spoke to us in English at home because they knew we would pick up the language. But yeah, I would say that in many ways Filipino is still my first language, although I think more in English than I do just Filipino.
Can you describe your school experience in the Philippines?
The schooling in the Philippines is very different in that it's only a 10-year system, that is from first grade to sixth, and then you go into high school from seventh to tenth. And because my parents were both school teachers, normally you don't go to school until you're first grade till you're seven. But because my parents were school teachers, I was practically in first grade at 5 years old, and so they doctored my birth certificate to show that I was older. I think because I was very young when I got to high school, there's probably a whole lot more of immaturity. I went to a public school system as well as a private school system, and then graduated very young from high school, probably around 16. So I think socially I was very immature in terms of, but I graduated from a really good high school, which is the University of the Philippines High School, and then went to college at the University of the Philippines. For those who know about the colleges there, it's sort of like a top-notch university there. So I was, at the time when I was going to school, the primary language that was used was English. Right. And that's why I'm saying that I tend to think more in English, and then a lot of the textbooks were in English. That may have changed now. And when I was in college, I had to take Filipino, sort of like to take English over here. So then learning to write in Filipino was very challenging because you're thinking in English and then translating it in Filipino. I spoke other languages as well, because I think it's very rich languages. So I think it was probably my undergraduate years and my high school years were fun years, but they were probably not the most serious academic years of my life.